Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon
on Today FM.
Getting googly googlies. Hello, gang's all here. Feeling radio. Radio. Okay, so what have I got? I've got Bart Simpson bouncing, rotating pirate ship. That isn't my receipt. Lobsters in motion. That is embarrassing. Lactates in pharmacy. Baptism piracy. And that isn't mercy. What do you hear on this piece of audio? Have a listen. You ready?
Yeah.
So we've got Bart Simpson bouncing.
That is embarrassing.
We've got that isn't my receipt.
That is embarrassing.
We've got lactates in pharmacy.
That is embarrassing.
Baptism piracy.
That is embarrassing.
Lobsters in motion.
That is embarrassing.
Or is it that is embarrassing?
That is embarrassing.
Could be any of those.
Could be.
I think it's the embarrassing one from Chance.
No way.
Oh my God.
Levels. Right, lads, we're on. Let's do it.
Today FM's
Cash Machine.
Feeling great. Body rockers, I like the way you move. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ireland, a very good afternoon. Good day. Welcome on in. Ray Foley's my name. Feeling. I feel like I'm a cattle rustler. Eating me beans out of me tin.
Oh, I thought that was a cowbell.
I'm calling in the cows.
Yeah.
To the parlour for milking. This is actually my soup receptacle. My keep it warm soup container receptacle. And I did that thing. I did the Pamela Joyce thing of eating a smelly dinner in the studio and not caring about anyone else.
What flavour is that? What am I smelling, Ray?
I don't know what it is. It's like a soup my wife makes. It's like it's got pasta in there. It's got tomatoes. Mm. It's got a little bit of bacon in there. You'd like a little bit of bacon in your soup.
Bacon on everything.
It's got some sort of a Italian bean. It's got a bean in there.
All right. A beano.
What?
A beano. Italian beans.
A beanicelli.
Yeah.
And it's delicious. Let me tell you, it's delicious. But are you enjoying the scent of my lunch while I brought it in and thoughtlessly?
I mean, it's not as satisfying as eating the meal myself, Ray, but sure. I do feel like I've ingested it.
Sure. Hang on. I'll put the lid back on.
Do it, please. Yeah. Seal it in, Ray.
That's lunch done now, and we're off and running. The gang's all here. Fine. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. We'll just do the show. We'll just do the show as normal. Everyone have a nice weekend. Did you have a nice weekend?
Decent weekend, yeah.
Orla, did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, it was nice.
Did you get up to anything special?
I took my new bike out for a cycle.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Where'd you go cycling?
I went to meet my friends in for coffee.
All right, so you took it. That sounds very sketchy, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
I was going for coffee.
Well, I was wondering, was the location really necessary? Right, I decided not to.
Okay, did you get any scenic views? Or was it urban ride?
It was straight through town.
All right, okay. Very dangerous driving around on a bicycle in an urban environment.
Yeah, this morning I nearly got hit by a horse.
A horse?
A horse.
Well, who would win in a competition? Orla on a bike or a horse?
A horse.
Text us now, 0874 100 102. I was actually on my bike to... I take a bike now to the Lewis station, to the Lewis stop. And my bike journey today took me past my kids' school. Well, my bike journey every day takes me past my kids' school. But today, they were out in the yard as I was going past.
Oh.
They were on small break, I think.
Uh-oh.
And so when I heard the scream... You know, that kind of the screaming of children shouting at each other, enjoying themselves?
Mm-hmm.
As I was approaching the school, I could hear the screaming. And I don't know, there's like 500 kids in the school. And that thing that they say about being able to identify your own baby's screams, 1,000,000% true. I mean, they're all shouting and having a good time and laughing and joking. And I was still able to hear my youngest. My eldest fella is much more quiet, but the youngest fella, I could hear his rah! In the yard. I was like, that's Andrew.
Did you take the opportunity to embarrass your kids?
No, on this occasion, I usually would, but on this occasion I didn't. If anything, he would have been the one embarrassing me because we, of course, I heard him. I had to pull over and give a wave. So he comes up to the, like, there's these kind of, like, it's like a prison, you know, like every school, it's like a prison.
Rightfully so.
Yeah. And he comes up to the bars of the fence. So they're all, he comes up to the bars of the fence and puts his hands on either the bars and puts his face through and goes, Daddy, can I have a kiss? I want to kiss. And he does kissy face, right? Going, Daddy, can I have a kiss? Now picture the scene.
Can I ask, does your school have CCTV?
This is it. And there's a bunch of other kids and there's teachers on supervision in the yard and all.
Yeah.
We've got a 6'2", overweight, 42-year-old man on a bike with his bike helmet on in high vis, standing at the bars of the gate, and he's got a kid going, give us a kiss, give us a kiss. I'm like, I'm not going to do that. If you want smooches, you can have smooches later. Otherwise, it's a thumbs up and a, what's this, a finger point and, yeah, and a wink.
That'll
do you for now. Daddy loves you. See you later. Right, roll call coming up. 0874 100 102. Backstreet Boys on Today FM. Everybody. Street Boys and everybody, this is Today FM. Playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray Foley, let's do a roll call actually. Ray's here, JP.
Archer.
Arla Ormond in the house. We're getting a levels check. I'll crank myself up another little bit, but not too much. I'm at 4 now, okay? -4.
Okay.
Okay, so how am I sounding there?
Sounding okay to me.
I sound alright? 2-2-2-2-2. Radio. Yeah. Radio. Yeah. Radio.
Audio on the radio.
Smith's Toy Superstores. Still never called, you know.
No.
And then you're over there. Are you?
I over here.
Got you on 4
radio.
Then as well. You're at -4 then.
I'm at -4.
I think that's probably better, actually, is it?
Is it better? I don't know.
And then Orla 00, hello?
Hello.
Try again?
Hello.
Perfect. Ray, Tara on show. Back from Rome yesterday.
Oh, Rome! No recession around here.
Back from Rome yesterday. Let me tell you, you're better than Roman radio. It's all cheesy European pop and shows talking in Italian. Well, you see, you'll have that in Rome, particularly with all the Romans over there and the Italians, you know, Rome being in Italy, all the DJs you're going to find, and it's not a coincidence. A lot of people on the radio talking Italian over. That's why you got to come to the FM. That's why you got to come home to Ireland for the Irish people speaking English on the radio. Love the show. Hey, cheers, Tara. Steve on show. Whenever I hear or see anything odd now, I always think Ray will be talking about that on Monday. Love the show. Hey, from Steve. Yeah, I didn't see anything odd really over the week. Well, there was that is embarrassing audio, but that was a little bit of a thing that I saw. But that's a clip during the rounds on the internet. That is embarrassing. Hang on. I think it's that is embarrassing because it sounds like football chanters and they're chanting.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
But it could be Bart Simpson bouncing. Someone suggested.
That is embarrassing.
Bart Simpson bouncing in an English accent, like rotating pirate ship. Route 8 in Paris.
That is embarrassing. That is embarrassing.
Once you know, it's that is embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's what it is like. Philip says, all I'm hearing is that is embarrassing. Am I broken? No, I think you're probably right. Eddie says, all I can hear is Bart Simpson piracy. And Paul C. texted, he said, hey, Rain JP, is it Fast Kids in Vaseline?
Oh, could be.
Fast Kids in Vaseline. That would be an unusual thing for people to be chanting. I'm listening
again. Fat Kids in Vaseline. Fat Kids in Vaseline.
Not Fat Kids in Vaseline.
Oh, sorry.
Fast Kids in
Well, it would reduce the drag, if you think about it.
Do you know what? If you want to speed up your fat child, lubricate them. And Ray, I have completely forgotten the notion of small break. It's all coming back to me now from Keith on show. Yeah, small break in the morning, and then you need a long break for your lunchtime. But small break was always a pain because you'd only be starting to eat something. You'd be like, come on, back into class. Right, Ed Sheeran at Today FM. Ed Sheeran and Callum. Oh, they're beautiful people. Not beautiful, though. Today FM, playing the music you love. Very good afternoon. It's Ray Foley on. Hey, Ray, when are the Backstreet Boys back? From Dave in Kilkenny. Dave, they were due around 1997, but there's still no sign of them. Unless, of course, Backstreet's back in 2023 is a reference literally to their five backs, that they've done themselves an injury.
Ray Foley.
Because they're just not up to it anymore. Lift from the knees, boys. Lift from the knees. Right, stay on Today FM. Will Smith on the way. We'll play Kelly Clarkson for you next.
The last one.
Rihanna!
Please don't stop the music.
Rihanna, don't stop the music today, FM. Play the music, Rudolph. A very good afternoon. Ray's here, JP's over
How
there.
How are you doing?
I mean, Seacrest should be over there as well. One second. Rihanna.
Now, Rihanna.
Diamonds, Rihanna.
We have got that for you every hour today. Diamonds, that is Rihanna.
Rihanna. Of course, that isn't Diamonds, Ryan. That's Don't Stop the Music from...
We have got that for you every hour.
No, we don't. It's
Rihanna right there and her new song, Diamonds.
No, it's Don't Stop the Music, Ryan. But that, listen, thanks for the input. And always good to see you, man. Lots of love. Come here, I never told you about our giveaway this week. Every day this week, giving you the chance to win a break at the Galmont Hotel. Galmont or Galmont?
I'd say Galmont.
You'd say Galmont, but it's in Galway.
Yeah.
So I've been can I just say Galmont?
Galmont sounds posher.
Galmont. We're giving you the chance to win a break at the Galmont Hotel and Spa. Or the Galmont Hotel and Spa. Whatever you're having yourself. In the very heart of Galway City, the Galmont's friendly and helpful team have loads of tips and recommendations for you during your stay. They'll help you discover the best shops, pubs and restaurants in the city. What are you, dope? Are you dope going to Galway and having to ask the front desk where the nearest pub and restaurant is? Would you give me a large one? Just take a walk. Look around you. Experience all that Galway has to offer.
What if you're on limited time, though, and you need an itinerary, a plan, a map?
Well, you've come to the right hotel, then. You can also take to the water with boats, tours around Galway Bay, Corrib kayaks or windsurfing in Barna. Why not hike up Diamond Hill or the Ross Cahill Woods Trail or Knockma Hill? I'm just reading words here.
You lived in Galway for a while, didn't you?
And I've never heard of Knockma Hill.
Up and down Knockma Hill. Oh, my God.
For more info, see thegalmont.com. To get into win, this is a bit of a sticky one, actually, and I need to open it now, because here's how it's going to work. Have a look at the Galmont or Galmont's website, galmont.com, and have a look at their spa treatments, because it's a spa hotel, right? Listen out for a spa reference that we will make randomly at some point during the broadcast this afternoon. And when you hear it, tell us what it is, along with your name and where you're from, to 0874 100 102. I'll casually mention something on the Galmont's spa menu this afternoon. Have you got it there?
Well, we're not going to mention lymphatic drainage in casual conversation, are
we? You know
we?
What? You never know. Ray Foley. I run a random show here. You know that. So listen out and text us in once you hear the reference, all right? That's coming up. And Kelly Clarkson is next.
Better days are coming for you.
Today FM's Big Book.
Will Smith, getting jiggy with This is Today FM. We play the music you love. And very good afternoon to you. I'm Ray, this is JP.
How are you?
Can I get a ha-ha?
Ha-ha.
What are you laughing at? You laughing at me? It's just something that moves you. We'll make you laugh.
You
make,
those faces,
what am I? What am I, a clown to you? What am I, a clown? Text, WhatsApps, hello, how are you? 0874-100-102. Have you got there?
Ray, I got engaged. It's Laura.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God. What?
Hang on, Laura got engaged.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on one second.
La, la, la. Oh, this is exciting, isn't it?
It is exciting if I can make the phone lines work. It's ringing.
Hello?
Laura, did you get engaged?
I did, Ray.
Congratulations! Laura, where did you find a fiancé?
Oh, he's from outside Cashel, where I'm from. A place called My Carkey.
Your what?
Excuse me?
In Gael.
Your party.
Your Carkey.
Your Carkeys.
Where's
this? In My Carkey, so it's
your
a village
Carkey.
Called Gael.
Who's Carkey? Who's
My Carkey.
There's a gale blowing in your Carkeys.
Oh.
This is ridiculous. Laura, how long are you going? First of all, what's his name?
His name is James Flanagan.
Oh, no.
Congratulations to James.
Jimmy Flanagan.
Another good one gone.
Jimmy Flanagan. Have you heard the rumours about him? He's a dog.
He's unbelievable. Oh. did he get down on one knee? Tell me everything.
Oh, no. It's... We actually were going to the Greenway to cycle in Waterford. So right. My boyfriend, fiancé actually, is an aircraft engineer.
Right.
And he has a friend who is a pilot and he owns his own plane.
No way.
Yes.
Go on.
So we're on the way to the Waterford Greenway, and spontaneously, this is all planned apparently for 2 months. And your man rang us anyway on the way to Greenway. He's like, hey James, look, I see you're in Waterford. Do you want to spin? for 10 minutes around Waterford.
In the plane?
In the plane,
right,
yeah.
go on, yeah.
And I was like, and to James, like, well, I have to ask the missus now. So, and I was like, there's no hope. I'm not going up in the plane. I, no way. So I was silent on all the way to Waterford. And I, do you know what? I said, I gave in. I said, okay, I'll go. But yeah, so we flew from Waterford Airport all the way to the Rock of Cashel. And proposed to me over the Rock of Cashel.
That is beautiful. That's well played, James. Yeah. James, you dog, you got us. Putting the rest of us to shame, it has to be said.
Oh, oh, I can't cope. I nearly crashed the car 10 times looking at my ring.
I'm just wondering, what would have happened if you'd said no?
Oh, I don't know. There's no parachutes anyway, so I don't know.
No, but I mean, like, if you'd said, no, I'm too scared of flying. I'm not going up in the plane.
Oh, no, I was actually crying with fear at the very beginning. I was petrified. I was like, oh, my God, I'm never doing this again. I'm never doing this again. And I was shaking. But anyway.
That's amazing.
When we passed Clare and I kind of calmed down. After the Cumber Mountains, it was very shaky on the plane, and I just, oh my God, I nearly died, because a light plane is like paper, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very, it was only a small plane you were up in, was it?
A 4-seat plane, yeah.
Oh, stop. And what did he say? I'm not landing this until you say yes.
The threat was there.
Oh God, it was the most terrified moment of my life, but the most happiest.
Well,
oh,
congratulations. You haven't set a date. It's too early. You're only just engaged.
No, you're with my mother. My mother asked me to date.
I'm on babies.
Half an hour after getting engaged.
Listen, thanks for coming on. Yeah. And congratulations, Lauren James.
Thanks, Lauren. Love the show.
Hello. Cheers, business is like a foreign language to me, and it blows my mind, genuinely. There's dozens of headlines, particularly today. It's crazy. Ava Max, me head and me heart. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. A very good afternoon to you. I'm Ray, there's JP.
How you doing?
And joining us in studio, it's Colin Boohig. Yeah. Off the balls, Colin Boohig, would we say that?
Correct.
All right, okay.
Ray, hello. JP, hello. Come on. In studio, and I noticed you have a bit of a tan.
I was on holidays the week before last. I went to the Canaries.
Very subtle, but it suits you.
Do you know what? I've decided I'm going to start using a bronze and moisturiser.
It does look nice.
Just to keep myself topped up for a while. I'm not going to use a sunbed. It's just not healthy.
Did you have that for Take Me Out?
No, I didn't. No.
Because you have the equal glow from my memory of that.
I was a lot thinner on Take Me Out. That was the thing. That was a long time ago. That was decades ago now at this stage. It was a different... Two old decades ago was Take Me Out. A long, long time ago. Mm. Come here. This was something. Like I said, there have been dozens of headlines about this boxing match. Boxing match?
You could say boxing match. You could say a bout or a fight, right?
A fight. Yep. The fight between Tommy Fury.
Here we go. Watch this. Yeah, that's correct. Well done.
Tommy Fury and one of the Jake or Logan Paul. One of the YouTube brothers.
Yeah, the first one got to go, Jake.
Jake.
But I think I would describe this as just content. This was just good content, you know, and that's what people want nowadays. You're talking a collective, like, millions and millions of social media followers, and this fight in Saudi Arabia, Sunday night there last night, it probably will break all sorts of records. People are fascinated. A lot of people probably hate-watched the bout. But I think the most cynical of boxing fans, from what I've heard anecdotally even this morning, admit that it wasn't the worst fight of all time. And this Jake Paul guy has a big mouth, but he can actually punch a bit.
Jake, now, is he the original? Now, this is all I know. I'll tell you everything I know now.
This won't take long.
You can write on the back of a fag packet. So we've got Jake Paul, and he's Jake or Logan. Which one of them was originally in one of these Disney Kids TV shows years ago?
I think that was Logan, but I could be wrong.
And then he went off, the brother, the famous brother, went and set up a YouTube channel, and then his younger brother became famous off the back of it, yeah?
Correct. They used to do a whole load of pranks on YouTube, yeah.
And they went to the Suicide Forest in Japan? There was a huge controversy over that, I remember. And they were cancelled, or whichever, you know, there was certainly talk of them never working again.
They've been cancelled several times over their careers.
Then they've pivoted then into this boxing business that I have no concept of. And every few weeks, there's a whole flurry of excitement about energy drinks and KSI and who's fighting who, who's shouting at who slagged off whose girlfriend, and then we're going to be fighting each other. But they're not actually fighting in a real tournament, like, are they? Like, they're not fighting for a belt.
No, they're fighting for a prestige and ego and bragging rights and all of the above. And that's what happened last night. And it was quite close because it went all the way, went the distance. And there were three judges decided the result. And one of the judges voted for Jake Paul, but the other two voted for Tammy. And Tammy Fury afterwards, this is the most eye-catching quote, and it actually is quite interesting. This is Tammy's words after the win. For the past 2.5 years, this is all that's consumed my life. Tonight I made my own legacy. I am Tammy Fury.
Right.
Good, because that's... Jake was really getting into his head. A lot of people would criticise Jake Paul's boxing skills or lack thereof, but everyone, or at least the vast majority of people, admit that the guy talks good smack and he gets in the head of his opponents.
But this guy's not a boxer, this
traditionally,
Tommy.
No, but he is, Tommy Fury is a boxer.
Right.
And this is the whole build-up to this fight has been, this is the first actual legitimate traditional boxer that Jake Paul has actually fought.
Oh, right, okay.
So previously, his latest wins, the last two were against UFC legendary champions.
Yeah.
Tyron Woodley and Anderson Silva. Now, they're in the UFC world, brilliant UFC fighters, like two of the best ever, but not boxers. So they transitioned to boxing, and Paul beat those two. But Fury is actually a trained boxer, but people will know more from Love Island. So he took a break from
boxing. He's not a boxer because he's a Love Island. And then, so this is just influencers fighting each other rather than it being, is it unfair of me to say it's not real sport?
No,
because it's
really
just influencers fighting
it's
each
real.
Other.
I mean, Jake Paul has convinced many people, and I said at the start, cynical people, that he can box. And Tommy would say he's a professional boxer, a boxer by trade, who happened to be in Love Island. And that's where he's most famous for.
Right.
But he is a boxer, like his brother Tyson.
So when are we going to see one of them boxing a real boxer then? Like a boxer who isn't an influencer then?
Well, that's Tommy's next step, I would
say.
Oh,
so Tommy's going to go into proper boxing
then?
Well,
I mean, look, as he said, this is the build-up for the last 2.5 years, because this fight was already supposed to happen twice. And he himself pulled out both times.
Right.
So Jake Paul's criticising him for that. But now that he's finally beaten this annoying guy, he can really go ahead with his boxing career and be a respected boxing fighter. Just like
okay, so he's this is going to be his pivot.
That's his time.
Because his brother, his half-brother is the regular boxer.
That's the guy, Tyson.
The Tyson, yeah.
The guy.
Two other questions that I've got for you. One, Molly May is the girlfriend.
Yes.
Who was in Love Island, has been in Love Island, one of the love stories of all time, one of the greatest love stories of all time.
Yeah.
And she couldn't watch because she didn't want to watch her fella being punched around.
No, it's like Marge couldn't watch Homer.
Absolutely.
Against Frederick Tatum. You've got to fight back, Homer. You've got to punch him back. And that's...
She was the same.
And he did fight back and he won. And they have a daughter together.
Yes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So that's extra peril, which is good for the viewer.
Yeah.
And it was lovely because, you know, when they went into Love Island, a lot of people would be cynical about that. But yeah. They're really only there to get famous.
But
if anything, they actually found love in a hopeless place.
Everyone uses them. Yeah, they found a love in a hopeless
place. So Tommy's winning. But Jay Paul also said he's winning.
Right? My final question for you then, and this is, you know, a lot of people would say this about the whole enterprise in general.
Mm.
There was a leak apparently yesterday of the script of how the fight would go down.
Yes.
That it was all predetermined. It was all... it was like WWF or something. It was all, it was all for show.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Well, I understand why that was leaked. I mean, that's going to cause even more entertainment and interest in the whole proceedings. Like, a lot of people would believe it and probably still believe that it was fixed. But apparently, what definitely is true is that that leak was incorrect about the result of the fight.
Oh, right. It was a different outcome. Okay. So, how much money was made in total? How much did they bring in? Millions?
Millions. I haven't seen the figures yet, but I actually genuinely am interested because we'll probably report on that and off the ball this week because that's money.
Because it is all about the money. Drake apparently lost 300 grand.
400 grand he lost. What?
No.
Yeah, 400 grand.
Unbelievable. This is the moment that Drake lost 400 grand. Have a listen.
The final bell sounds and we will go to the judges' scorecards.
Mike Ross scores the contest. 75-74. He has it for Paul. Omar Mintoon scores it. 76-73 for Fury. Daniel Vanderbilt scores it. 76-73 to the winner by split decision. Tommy!
Is won by Tommy Fury. Jake Paul beaten for the first time. Look at him celebrating. It means so much to Tommy Fury.
There you go. Incredible scenes last night.
Yeah, I love a boxing announcement at the end of a fight. I love the pageantry of it.
Yeah, well, it's all for show. It all sounds incredible. Speaking of incredible voices, Cullen Bowie, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Now we should go out and buy the energy drinks, do we? TLC and No Scrubs. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Great song there. Love that song. There's a funny thing happening with the new technology, right? I don't know if I can explain it even properly.
Probably not, but I have a feeling you're going to go have a go at it, right?
Okay, right. So I can't explain it.
The buttons.
On the buttons, right? We have these things called faders on the radio things, right?
Like a volume knob, yeah.
But it goes slides up and down, right? So hang on a second. So that's a full volume there, up there. And slides down and slide it back up again. So if I you see, they've put these new faders in that if you push, if you put your finger on top of it,
yeah,
and move it up and down like that, it works fine.
That's the way it's supposed to work. Yeah.
Yeah. However, and this is mind-blowing technology. If you put your finger under it, like just below it, and push, rather than putting your finger on it and pushing it up, rather than properly placing your finger on it and pushing it up, which is the normal,
right?
If instead you just push it up with a push from below, if you like.
Almost a careless push.
It resists. It pushes against you, right? What? And little did I realise, but I always push from below.
You're kind of a flicker.
Every time I do it, it's going up and down the other. Stop it!
Called it a first world problem, that,
right? I am, you know me, I am never one to complain. I burden my load. I shoulder my load without complaint or comment, lads. It was a hug fest, not a boxing. This is the Fury v Paul fight last night. It was a hug fest, not a boxing match. Tommy Fury, as a professional boxer, should be embarrassed how close the fight was. From Ali, you asked how much the fight made. I'd say about 2 million bottles of Prime's worth. From Shaz. And don't forget the 7 million prize money. That's what it all boils down to. It's all about the money. Prime! So what is Prime like Red Bull then? Or is it an energy drink? What is it?
It's a bit posher than that, right? There's more science involved. So it's not just an energy drink. It's supposedly an energy drink that's perfect if you're working out.
Wow, does it have electrolytes in there?
It has electrolytes. Yep. It's if you will, it's isotonic, right?
Does it have a monosodium glutamate?
Think MSG, about that now. No, that'll be in a Chinese.
All right. Prime. Do we sell it in Ireland? Is Prime in Ireland?
You can get it in Ireland, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Okay, how much is a regular bottle of Prime?
I would say it's about 250.
Euro.
Reasonable for 500 mils. Yeah.
Okay.
I've been on the eBay, Ray. How much are bottles of Prime going for on the eBay?
In Euro?
Yes, please, yeah. 500 mils. Now, what I will say, I found one, and reassuringly, it's marked as brand new.
All right, so it hasn't been drunk out of yet.
It's not secondhand.
Is this a special type of it? Is it a special flavour or something? Or is this an original bottle or something? Is there anything that makes it unique from like a bottle that I can buy in the shop?
Ray, if I told you it was a KSI flavour, would that entice you more?
Oh, I love the taste of that KSI, lad. I'd say he tastes gorgeous. I tell you what, they've done it. They've bottled them.
Now, the postage on this one on eBay.
Right.
€6.43. Which is a lot.
From Ireland or from the UK?
It doesn't say where it's coming from, actually.
No. Okay, it's probably the UK. Isn't that where all these buying fads are? Buy it up and sell it for more. Okay, I'll say €20.
Oh, you're quite close. €25.70.
Wow. Ray Foley. I think I'll just stick with the tap water. It's got me monosodium glutamate in there. Balanced diet, electrolytes. Hey, stay on Today FM. We're making the cash machine call in a couple of minutes. And Lewis Capaldi next.
Dermot and Dave are teaming up with
Town. James, sit down. This is Today FM playing the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray Foley in and on. We're talking about the Logan Paul and Tommy Fury fight.
Jake Paul, wrong brother.
Do you know what? It was 50-50.
Close.
We were talking about the fight last night between influencers, boxers, fighters, and prime energy drink floggers last night, and Tommy Fury won. Molly may be delighted. Tommy Fury won in the fight last night. And like, we call him in, giving me an education on exactly what all this entails and what is the real significance or meaning behind any of this, really. And it just seems to be influencers fighting each other for money.
Yes, because they have huge followings. So these huge followings, followers that aren't fans of boxing will watch this anyway because they're big fans of these people. So they pay for the pay-per-view. It drums up interest. Yeah.
But they're not like...
What?
I mean, real boxers, like, they're not in a tour. They're not in a, like,
no, they're
a
not
league
fighting,
or
no,
something.
They're, no, they're not. It's not officially sanctioned, I don't think. So they're not fighting for a belt. They'll never be in a title fight of any noteworthy title fight. But they will make noteworthy money because I think Jake made $10 million and Tommy made $3 million.
That's not bad. Tommy won.
He did, yeah.
And he only got...
Well, you see, that's the thing. Jake's got the big following, wow. So he's the big draw.
Mind-blowing. And then which one of them that has the drinks? The Pauls have the drinks, is it?
It's Logan Paul, I think, who's primarily involved in Prime.
This is the Prime drinks. And we were saying the RRP. JP's looked up the recommended retail price of a can of this stuff. It's €2.27.
I've been on the website, yeah. They've got five flavours, right? Ice Pop, Blue Raspberry, Tropical Punch, Lemon Lime, Meta Moon. You can buy them in 12 packs, and they would work out at about...
This is not an ad.
No, they're not. About £2 sterling if you're buying in the UK, but it'd be €2.27 here. However, everything's sold out.
You can't get them for love or money. Rebecca's over there. Rebecca, good afternoon.
Hey, Ray, that Prime stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's €14 in Paul's Town.
What? It's €14?
€14 for a bottle. There you go. €14.
And what's so... I'd love to hear from anyone who's bought it or you know, wants it. Are you only buying it to sell on or to leave on the shelf? If you're going to spend €14 on a drink, like, it'd have to be amazing, like.
Well, curiosity would get the better of it. You'd want to taste it, right?
Once, fine, fair enough. If it's something everyone's going on about, I'll spend the €14, I'll taste it, and I'll make my judgment on it. But then after that, I'm not going to buy another one. Unless it's to appreciate in value or to sell it on. John's over there. John.
Ray.
Yes, sir.
€20 for two bottles yesterday in Carlingford. €10 per bottle. And the shopkeeper said to my son, do you want me to wrap them up for you in case somebody steals them off you?
They're like that. They could be, you could be targeted for buying them.
Do you know what, John, though? That's cheap. €10 cheap.
Ten's not bad. Yeah. Judging everything we're looking at. Has anyone got any? Has anyone tasted it? Or has anyone got some willing to drink it on air for us and tell us what it tastes like? What's the big deal and does it actually work?
Ray Foley.
We know the marketing works, but does the drink itself do what it's supposed to do? 0874 100 102. We'll play Jesse J for you next. Better days are coming for you. Jesse J, that's called Price Tag. You're on. Oh, Price. Sorry, go on. No, you finish. Don't go on ahead, Jesse.
Forget about the price tag.
Fair play. Today, FM, play the music you love. A very good afternoon. Ray's here. Jay's good today.
Hi.
Prime energy drinks. So about a tenner a can, a tenner a bottle is what we're looking at the moment. Now, and again, I can understand spending a tenner just to taste it, to see what all the fuss is about. But then after that, then, I'm like, I'm not spending it.
Unless it's incredible. I mean, if it's amazing, you would.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I wouldn't spend a tenner on a bottle of wine.
No, you
I
wouldn't.
I actually wouldn't.
$9.99 is a
drink
great
one.
Price point. Yeah.
It's about €8.50 is what I spend on a bottle of Chardonnay. And I'm delighted with it, too. Elaine's there. Hello, Elaine.
Hey, we were in Edinburgh the weekend and my son bought a bottle in the train station and it was £10 sterling.
Wow.
And he drank it, just tasted like my waddy. Came home, gave my nephew the empty bottle to bring into school to show his friends, and he was offered €15 for the empty bottle.
What? There's nothing in the bottle. It's just the bottle they're buying. This is just kids then. This is a kid fad then.
But not a drop of drink in it, so... It tastes like my body, though.
That's unbelievable. 0874 100 102. Is it Claire?
Sinead.
Where is it I get Claire from?
I have absolutely no idea.
Is Sinead friends with Claire?
She may have Claire on her phone. I don't know.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello, is that Sinead?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk to Claire.
I don't know who Claire is.
Do you know who Claire is? Do you have a Claire?
I don't have a Claire.
Is there a Claire there?
There's no care.
Have you tasted Prime then, the Prime drinks?
Yeah, I bought it last week in Galway.
How much?
And it's rotten. €15.
Why? So why did you buy it then? Are you the same as me, just to try it and see what the fuss is about?
Yeah, well, right. I wanted to try it and I see everyone buying it, so I wanted to see, but it's not nice.
What flavour? What flavour did you get?
It's a blue raspberry, but okay. It's made with coconut water, so it's not fizzy or anything. It's just...
It's flat?
Yeah, it's flat and kind of syrupy, like liquid, yeah, slimy.
Did you feel any benefits of it?
No.
You didn't get a buzz or more energetic or
no,
like, I want to go and run 10 kilometres.
What? I felt sick and robbed.
Now, did you feel sick because they took so much money off you for the drink, or did you feel sick because of the drink itself?
I did. Sick with the anxiety of being broke and buying
drugs. So many money in it. Yeah. Would you try other flavours, Sinead, or is that it? Are you done and dusted?
I might, but I had high hopes for blue raspberry.
All right.
It wasn't great.
Okay, €15. And how much is in the bottle? Is it like a 500 ml?
Yeah, it's a 500 ml. We have stands all over Galway, Prime stands.
Prime
and they're even offering it on like delivery services. Instead of getting the takeaway, you can order Prime straight to your door.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So people must really like it then.
Okay. But we don't have the Prime cans here yet.
Okay, so it's only the bottles that were operating.
Yeah, the cans are in the UK, and your man's charging £100 for them on TikTok.
What?
Yeah, and he's made a massive following out of it.
This is unbelievable. We're in the wrong business.
You'll have to check him out. He's called Wakey Wines on TikTok.
I've spent 20 years convinced that I was robbing a living. Right? 20 years in radio. I thought I was robbing a living all this time. It turns out, I'm not. Once you get into the energy drinks business, that's how to do it properly.
Once you sell Prime, you're away with it.
Sinead, thanks for taking our call. Much love. And tell Claire we're asking for it.
I'll tell Claire you were asking. Oh, and Ray.
Yeah.
What? Love the show.
Hey, cheers, darling.
Ray Foley.
Oh, man. That's unbelievable. Mind blowing. All right. You're still listening, by the way, for our Galmont Pride. Keep those ears peeled, and we've got Nicki Minaj on the way next. Killness. Taylor Swift, an anti-hero, Today FM.
Today FM's big busk for Focus Ireland.
We'll sing your song together.
What? This is just getting real again. The big busk for Focus Ireland. Exactly the same thing happened last year. The meetings kind of start in January. It's kind of like, what are you going all the way up to for big busk? Here come, March 10th. Big busk is happening March 10th. And when the meetings are happening in January, you're like, that's ages away. We don't have to worry about that. It's actually Friday week. That came out of the blue. It came out of nowhere. Straight out of left field. The big busk for Focus Ireland happening once again on Today FM. Last year, you helped us raise over €250,000 in the fight against homelessness. And we're calling on all musicians, your friends, your family, anyone any good with a banjo or a mouth organ. Ideal. They're perfect. It's exactly what we're looking for. Friday the 10th of March. It's all an age of Focus Ireland. Today FM's Big Busk. Or you can join us at one of our larger busking events in shopping centres and Irish Rail train stations around the country. All the details are on our website, todayfm.com/busk. If you want to show your support, you want to get involved, todayfm.com/busk. And it's all happening on this here radio station on Friday the 10th of March. Ian Dempsey's selling himself.
What, Nick? Excuse me?
Ian Dempsey, he's out there.
Right.
He's putting the show on up for grabs, up for auction. Ian Dempsey's called on businesses to join him with the big bid for Focus Ireland. Today FM's looking for local... On auctioning off himself for Focus Ireland, Ian Dempsey said, how much am I worth? Well, we'll soon find out. We're calling on businesses from around the country to big bid for yours truly as part of our fundraising drive for the big busk. So you can buy Ian in the big busk. I was like, I'm just going to learn how to play the tuba. Ian's selling himself.
Yeah. It's a level of commitment that you just don't have, right, is it?
What's Pamela Joyce doing? What's she doing?
I don't know what Joyce's doing.
Have Dermot and Dave revealed what they're doing?
They're doing something like a chorus or a choir or something.
Oh. Ian's really gone. He's really gone hell for leather on this one. Kudos to Ian Dempsey. If you want to help out, if you want to show your support for Focus Ireland, it's all for fun, and of course it's all to raise as much cash as we can. Almost 12,000 people are currently without a home in Ireland. That's a rise of 30% since last year. There are currently nearly 3,500 children living in emergency accommodation in this country. It's an absolute disgrace. And Focus Ireland are doing what they can, and we're doing what we can to help them. todayfm.com/busk, and I'm going to be performing live on the air. By the way, I haven't done anything yet. When does that start?
Well, you've got to start learning now.
When
Ray,
do my classes thought, begin? Yeah. It's just very stressful. And this is the problem as well then. Even instead of actually, I'm one of those people that instead of actioning, doing something about it, I'll instead get myself worked up, stressed, anxious, anxiety building in me. Do you know, I'm so stressed out, I think I need an Alemus body nectar nourishing frangipani float.
Say, could you run that by me again, right?
An Alemus body nectar nourishing frangipani float.
Right.
It's a lusciously fragrant body wrap that quenches thirsty skin for velvety soft.
No kidding.
Super hydrated results. I'll try and enjoy a deeply relaxing head massage whilst cocooned in the warmth and deep...
Somebody wants
the deep comfort of my float.
I thought that's what you were going to say. Yeah.
Deep comfort float. Anyway, something to consider. Looking kind of dumb
with her face. Amy Webb and Red Flags.
We play the music you love. Oh, I'm shimmying. I'm trying to relax because I'm wound up with this big busk for Focus Ireland on Friday week. Ridiculous.
You know what you need, Ray?
Do you know what? What do I need?
You need a nice spa break, don't you?
I need an Alima's body nectar nourishing frangipani float. That is not easy to say.
You can eat frangipani, can't you?
I was thinking that. Is that not a... Is a frangipani? A frangipani?
It's a kind of a sponge, isn't it?
It's like a Christmassy cake, an Italian Christmas cake, is it?
Yeah. Sure,
yeah. Come on there. Every day this week, we're giving you the chance to win a break at the Galmont Hotel and Spa at the very heart of Galway City. Galmont or Galmont?
Galmont.
It's in Galway, though.
I don't know.
Galway. You're not going to Galway to the Galmont. You're going to Galway to the Galmont. The Galmont's friendly and helpful team have loads of tips and recommendations for you during your stay. They'll help you discover... As you're walking out the door to go shopping in Galway and you're walking past the desk, they'll be like... You're not wearing that, are you? They've got loads of tips and advice. Come here, I tell you what, put on a nice jacket with that. It'll suit you much better. Their website, thegalmont.com. All you have to do is listen out for a subtle, and I stress subtle, reference to a spa treatment you can get in the gorgeous spa at the Galmont Hotel. Make it sound difficult, though, don't I? Hey, it's ringing.
That's...
Hello?
Hello, is that Carl?
Speaking. How's
Carl,
things?
Carl, it's Carl.
Carl. How's things, boys?
Middling to rough, Carl.
That's awful.
That's Monday, here. Though. That's Monday. Where are you?
I'm in Galway.
You're not, are you?
I am.
Come here, Carl. Is it the Galmont Hotel or the Galmont Hotel? You're local.
What would you say?
It's definitely Galmont, but it's kind of the Radisson, isn't it?
It's the old Radisson, yeah. They rebranded into the Galmont.
Galmont, definitely. Yeah.
Well, if anyone ever asks, where's the Galmont, it's like it's the one that used to be the Radisson.
The one that used to be the Radisson.
Yeah.
That's it.
So it's the Galmont in Galway, not the Galmont in Galway.
Depending, I'd say now, how snobby you want to be.
This is it, you see. Yeah,
you know,
if you've got notions, that's the thing.
If you've notions, it's definitely the Galmont.
You've got to keep your feet in the ground and look up at the stairs.
Carl, you know. Would you say spa or spa?
Probably spa.
Fair enough. Right. That's fine as well.
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Galway? Are you in Galway City or where are you?
I am.
Wait, do you live in the Galmont Hotel?
I'm close enough to it.
You can walk up.
Close enough.
Will we leave it so? And we just call in next week for a different hotel giveaway. What?
Do you know what? A great idea.
What?
I think my in-laws are coming over.
Right. And you don't want them to stay with you.
Maybe I can go to the Galmont and they can have my house.
That sounds like a great shout. Yeah. What are your in-laws' names?
They're coming over from Sardinia.
Oh, Sardinia. Well, in that case, yeah. They're not going to hear this then. You're in the clear.
No, I'm in the clear here.
Cheeky beggar.
It's a great plan. When she's not listening, I'm okay.
You're fine. What's your Sardinian lover's name?
Rita Corona.
Oh, wow. Hi to Rita. Sounds gorgeous already. Just the name is gorgeous.
I don't know if she liked me offloading her parents, but
absolutely. Well, you can tell her we're going to stay in the hotel, sweetheart.
Exactly.
Come here. You heard it. It was the Elemis Body Nectar Nourishing Frangipani Float. It was a subtle reference, but you got it in the end.
I did. It was very subtle, but I heard the little details in there. Worked it out.
Carl, we've a 2-night Galway getaway for two, including breakfast each morning, dinner in the Marina's restaurant, and time for you and Rita in the thermal suite in the Spirit One Spa. That's all for you. Well done.
That's amazing. Hey, and Ray.
Yes, love.
Love the show. Oh!
Cheers, Carl. Enjoy the break.
Cheers.
Here he comes now.
Take that and rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go. Take that. Rewind.
Pete, does your booty go? Does your booty go? God, that was incredible. Do it again.
Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go. Take that. Rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.
Turn my stomach that way. But in fairness,
it went that way.
You got the flow to make your booty go, and all credit to you. It's a sight to behold. That's our show. There's so much we didn't get to do, though, today.
It was
very upsetting, distressing. We didn't get to do Johnny Logan Paul, where influencer and prime drink owner Logan Paul comes in and sings a selection of Johnny Logan's greatest hits in Johnny Logan Paul. We didn't get to do Megan Spoon Race, where we challenge the singer Megan Trainor to an egg and spoon race in Megan Spoon Race. And we didn't get to do Megan Bacon Sandwich. where the singer Meghan Trainor and the actor Kevin Bacon they give us tips on how to make a perfect egg and bacon sandwich in Meghan Bacon Sandwich. We're on tomorrow, allegedly. Great news. Matt's on the way next.
Yes.